This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back getting you set for the Braves. I did something that was kind of old-ish this morning. I got very excited. I got an electric tea kettle.
Jesus. That is...
Last week.
That's geriatric.
And you know, I got it from Macy's. And what's even more geriatric was, I was like, I don't know if I want to, you know, pay $100 for this thing. I don't know if I want to do this. And so I just left it in my cart. And I, for some reason, went back and looked at it like a week or two later. And boom, it was like almost half off.
Oh, man.
And so then it turns out, I didn't even know this, it's one of Oprah's favorite things. So I was like, well, all right. I'm doing something right in life. No, I'm just kidding.
And, did you use your AARP discount card?
I did.
Purchase that from Macy's?
But I actually read the directions on the tea that I purchased this morning, on the recommendations of the temperature that it should be at, how long it should steep for. And it's got all these settings on. If I need 200 degrees, I press 200 degrees. It's pretty cool. And the tea tastes amazing. I'm not even kidding.
You know that Oprah is like 71 years old now, right?
Mm-hmm. And I, you know.
So, it, you know.
Is that all? She's ordering
so when you when you go by her recommendations,
you're
going things for old people.
You can still have favorite things and favorite things that appeal.
No.
Her stuff appeals.
Yes, the masses.
The
masses that are, you know, 40, 50, 60 and up.
Look,
I mean, stay in your, oh yeah, that's right. Tiffany is 40 now.
Yeah, I was gonna say, what are we talking about?
You officially have an old soul, Tiffany. You are officially an old soul.
I don't think she needed the electric tea kettle to know that she had an old soul, but. I think we've known that.
It's all fair.
It's very excited.
Yeah.
Well, look, hey, I'll be honest with you. I'm not going to judge you. I don't.
This tastes delicious. Really good.
I don't judge people based on things they like. There's a lot of things that, you know, people like a lot of things that are maybe old school. It doesn't make them, you know.
Look, I had to, like, take my tea game. I'm going to start trying to drink more tea. And I used to just, you know, sling a mug in the microwave. 2 minutes, throw the tea bag in, never probably take the tea bag out, just like walk around and like, because you have to take it at a certain point because it gets too strong, but I would forget and whatever.
Yeah.
Now I put care and effort into this tea, this ginger turmeric tea this morning.
You know, before you did that, did you need a rail or like a walking stick to get from the bed to the...
I did.
To the electric kettle.
And I had my alert monitor on.
Yeah,
I was going to say.
Just in case I fell.
I mean,
have Roman trained to go to the front desk of your apartment if something happens.
Exactly.
Bark three times if it's an emergency.
Hey, speaking of canes, there's a veteran. No, I'm just kidding. On the Braves, a veteran outfielder. No, he's not that old. So what does signing veteran outfielder Alex Verdugo mean to the Braves now that they have brought him in on a $1.5 million contract? It's a one-year deal.
And he's already been optioned to AAA.
Yeah, he's already.
Just so it means, I think it means nothing. I think it means the fact that they want depth just in case. This is a team that was really, really bit last year with so many injuries. So go ahead and have some guys that you think are capable down there. And you And you might need to bring them up at some point. It could be that you're not sold on what you have depth-wise coming off a bench for a bat.
Yeah, I think – and there's a couple interesting parts of this. First of all, I think your overall point is spot on. I think what's the number? 5 of the 8 position players you started the season with missed 2 months or more last year, which is insane to think about a team that went to a play-in game, that was dealing with a situation like that. So – I think it just bolsters your depth. I think it's proactive for Alex Anthopoulos to look at a guy like Verdugo and say, look, you know, we don't want to get to a point where we have to make some midseason signing and wonder who the next guy up would be if something happens to Michael Harris or Jared Kelenic or, God forbid, Ronald Acuna again. So I like it from that aspect. He does fit a little bit of the Jared Kelenic profile. He's not a power hitter per se. He's had a couple of good years, although he has been on a slow slide really since the 2020 season with Boston. His average has declined each year since then, and that's why he hasn't been in camp with anybody. But there's value to be had there. I do want to say this. I found it interesting that they signed a left-handed bat. You have Michael Harris. You have Jared Kelenic. You're some profile hits from both sides of the plate. I thought if they did a depth signing like this, it would, maybe would have been a right-hander just to throw that in the mix. But you do have Brian De La Cruz who's going to play a little bit, and that'll be interesting to watch. But I think there's only upside here. What's the downside of this? There really isn't any.
So he's 28, and again, option to AAA after signing with the Braves. So he's going to get some at-bats. And he obviously has missed most of spring training. But since you mentioned Jared Kelenic twice, what does his signing then could it potentially mean for Kelenic?
I really don't think it means anything. Nothing. They've got 17, I think, million invested in that trade with Kelenic. And it might mean that he gets a day or two off if he's not playing well and they decide to bring Verdugo up. But, look, the injuries last year, Acuna is not going to start the season with you. You're hoping to get him back by mid-May.
Yeah.
I mean – I think that they're trying to it's like preventive maintenance,
safety,
right? You know, you go out there and you at the beginning of the spring, you spray weed killer and your flower beds and you throw down pine straw and you're doing that. You're just preventive maintenance to keep it. And sometimes you'll put like there's a spray you can put to keep a pre-emergence, what they call it, to keep any weeds from coming up.
Right.
That's preventive maintenance.
Yes.
Signing guys and putting them in that are veterans, and you can store them in the minor leagues because they're not going to make the – they didn't make the squad that they were trying, that they had went through spring or whatever it is. They were just sitting at home, and having them ready to go is taking care of things before they pop up.
Can I go really deep in the weeds and conspiracy theory here?
He'll love it. That's his thing. That's his jam.
Am I crazy, all right, to just guess that this is more – I know what you're going to say, but just hold the eye roll for a second. Am I crazy to think this has more to do with Orlando Arcia than Jared Kelenic? Yerkson Profar has played games in the infield. He's played at all of the positions. We know that. I think he's played something like, 10-12% of his major league games at shortstop. He did when he was younger. Do we see a situation, any situation in the back of y'all's mind, that says that this is not a Jared Kelenic response, that maybe it's an Orlando Arcia response if you have to move Yerkson Profar to the infield at any point and possibly put another outfield bat on the roster?
Well, if Orlando Arcia struggles, I'm not sure. I'm assuming that Nick Allen is going to make this roster. Nick Allen is outperformed Orlando Arcia. He's hitting .458. He's got a 1.167 OPS right now in spring. Nick Allen could be the guy that rotates.
I agree.
And there could be a chance that if Orlando Arcia struggles, he and Nick Allen comes in and plays well, then maybe you sit him for a while and maybe even move on. I think his defense would keep him on the roster because Arcia is so freaking good defensively. But I think Nick Allen would be that. I don't think it's Profar. If you want to go conspiracy theory,
I love it.
How about we go? We actually go in the same ballpark, and maybe Ronald Acuna Jr. isn't on the timeline you think he
don't
is.
Say that, dude.
And maybe he's
don't
more of a that. Late a June to mid June thing.
Right there.
Yeah. I mean, because
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying be optimistic.
I prefer Mike's conspiracy theory.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. People are like, no, we don't want that.
And I have nothing to back that up. I really do think that Alex Anthopoulos and Snit are just forecasting. Like, look, we know what it's. I go back to the very first day this show was ever on the air, and we had Snitker, and we asked him about the starting rotation, and he says you need 15 or 16 for a season. And then you go back to last season, and I mean, you said what, five? Let's go off. Austin Riley, significant time.
Yes.
Sean Murphy, significant time.
Yes.
Michael Harris, significant time.
Yes.
Ronald Acuna Jr., significant time.
Correct.
Ozzie Albies, significant time.
Yeah.
Spencer Strider, now that's the position, but let's go pitching too. And you just go, like, I'm talking about star players.
I think the numbers that Snit threw out in their YouTube series, I think it was like 31 position players you had to use last year, and then like 30 pitchers or something. Something insane like that.
So if you think the guy's out there, why not go snag him, have him in your system, have him ready to go, and then that way you can call up a major league veteran instead of calling up a guy and using a call up on a guy and kind of using an option on the guy that maybe you're not ready to use, like we saw with Nacho last year.
Yeah,
at shortstop.
I think what you're trying to say is all these theories could be right, and it's just nice to have the guy in your back pocket if Acuna's not ready, if Kelnick's not hitting, if Arcia's not hitting. It's always nice to have a veteran presence in the farm system.
Okay, yeah, I'm fine with that. We can agree on that.
Yeah, I think that's the easiest route.
I mean, I could
Good
argue
job,
with
Alex
you.
Anthopoulos. Good job.
It's a smart business. It's preventive maintenance.
Yeah, you could argue like you did yesterday when it didn't.
When you guys weren't listening to me?
It didn't really make sense. But,
well, yeah. he came with his earplugs are out today, and he's listening to me.
What?
And I appreciate that.
What? I started it.
You're not going to ruin my Friday vibes.